Delighted to be joined by Richard and Amanda Foster. They both live in Aberdeen and have gone through, like the rest of the country, the lockdown. Only felt like they just got out of the house and the city has been told it's under lockdown again. Listen, thanks very much for joining me. If we can start with you, Amanda. How frustrating is this to have to go through all this again?
It's very frustrating because, you know, as a blind person, when the lockdown sort of eased, we weren't really still going out much, you know, because we thought we would sort of wait and see what was happening and how it was all going to work. So we managed to get to a nice cafe that we like twice, and then we're back under lockdown again and can't go. So it's very frustrating. And the problem is we don't even know how long we're going to be in lockdown. Is it going to be a week? Is it going to be 2 weeks? You know, it is very frustrating because we've obviously got the 5 mile restriction too.
And Richard, what was the initial lockdown period like for yourself?
It wasn't great, but I was very grateful that we were at least still being able to get food. Not in exactly the way that I would like to, because I really like to just go round the store. And they said, no, you can't do that. It wasn't bad. I used to text my list in to the lady in the supermarket and she'd go round. And if there were any queries, she'd get in touch with me. And then I'd just get a taxi to the store and pick it up. So we were able to get our food okay. Fortunately, we're both fine. We certainly haven't had the virus. And we keep saying it's not even going to try and get us because we're just determined it won't. But I'm pretty confident in my case because COVID-19 is a flu-type virus, and I literally cannot remember the last time I had a flu. You know, even when it's been about. So I reckon that one way or another, I'm pretty immune to the thing. Even so, I'm obviously affected by it because I normally fly down to England once a month and do a few days' work. And I haven't been able to do that and since I came back home to Aberdeen in early March. So I would have been due to fly down at the end of March and I didn't, and I still haven't yet. So obviously it's a bit of a concern that I'd got the arrangement made to fly down. And at the time of our speaking, we don't know whether it's going to happen or not. So it's just a question of we keep our fingers crossed.
Amanda, do you think the Scottish Government made the right call in shutting Aberdeen down for a second time?
No, I don't think they did. I think they went too far. No, I think what they should have actually done is to make it that you could either not drink in the pubs or limit the drink in the pubs and do it that way. Because the thing is, everything's gone so well. I mean, and we've got the track and trace thing for Aberdeen seems to be going really well. I know that sometimes it can depend a lot on honesty. I get that, and maybe some of it hasn't worked as well as because of the way people are. But I just think they sort of took things too harshly. I mean, because somebody was actually saying yesterday, we are getting more tests done in Aberdeen because of the oil people. So we are going to be sort of in a disadvantage all the time. And if they keep locking it down all of that time, I think it's totally unfair on us. And I think especially for the people like us that apart from the physical distancing, we have done everything that we possibly can, like wearing masks, which is difficult for some of us because, you know, for me, it sort of impacts on my orientation. But I will wear one because it's a small sacrifice, even though that impact has happened. So I just think it's very unfair, really.
And are you still managing to stay connected to family and friends, okay?
Yes, we are. I mean, we're sort of staying sort of close with family and friends on the phone or different sort of, you know, ways. So yeah, we are still managing to keep connected. But the thing of it is, I mean, this has taught me though, is it's just not the same. You know, I'm a person that likes to go out and see people. You know, I really love sort of being with people, connecting with people. So I just hate this.
And you were telling me RNIB have played a big role in helping, especially with the Connect group.
Oh, they've helped enormously. And I'm not just saying that. We did have the calls, you know, we had sort of Connect calls that we could just go and sort of talk to people, you know, about sort of different things. It might not necessarily have been, you know, about the COVID-19. It could have been about anything. But I think the first few weeks was probably just about all about COVID-19. But, you know, they were good. And also our community facilitators, Jane and Dan, have been absolutely brilliant. And in actual fact, you know, I was sort of got a bit sort of annoyed a bit and probably a bit upset, you know, about the lockdown happening again. So Dan has actually agreed to sort of just have a chat to me once a week, sort of just to see how I am.
So what are your concerns or fears once these lockdown restrictions are lifted for a second time?
My concern is that the lockdown might have to keep coming and going, and that is very disruptive. This lockdown that's in place at the time we're chatting came in on Wednesday, the 5th of August. I was in the city centre doing a bit of shopping on Thursday, the 6th, and the place was absolutely, or pretty well, deserted. Whereas the previous week, there was a lot of activity, and that obviously it's not good for the businesses. It's not good for the people either, because we are so used to living what's become a normal life where you do get out and do things and meet all sorts of people. I'm looking forward to the time when we do get past all of this nonsense and we get back to normal, to be able to get back to handshaking and giving and receiving hugs. You know, me and Amanda have got each other, so hopefully we keep each other going.
Amanda, I know you get a lot personally from RNIB's Connect group. What advice would you give to others thinking about joining RNIB's befriending services?
Well, I think it would be a very good idea to join, because you're connecting with people. It actually gives you more confidence, you know, to join, because you end off doing things that you wouldn't normally do. I mean, even if you didn't want to help, you know, joining sort of RNIB, you can just get sort of all the different sort of facilities that RNIB have.
Well, it's been brilliant speaking to both of you. Richard and Amanda Foster, thanks for your time on RNIB Connect Radio.
No problem at all.